goodness, how many times can I listen to this piece of music each and every day? Finally, since Thursday, I've not been able to touch the Republic Trading Group International.com website. Less than an hour ago, I finally got some news headlines posted. It has been insane with what's going on in the silver markets and in other markets in general. What's going on in Libya? The fear of, oil was up over $5 a barrel today, my friends. One of the biggest one-day gains in many, many, many years. And I just haven't been able to get to it. And the video that we have posted today on Republic Trading Group International.com is this very theme song. It's a live version, so it's not as clear as we would like to have. Well, Wall Street stocks are overbought, according to the headlines, and yet the general scheme seems to be buy, buy, buy. Great. Gold passed $1,400 an ounce today. Silver had a massively huge, huge day today. All this nonsense going on in Libya, the Middle East. Thank Egypt for setting the entire world on edge. It's insane. Dow Jones Industrial had a screaming day, up 73 points to close at 12,391. The NASDAQ up 2 at 2834. S&P 500 up 3 points at 1343. Global Dow, interestingly enough, is down a point, maybe in concern and fear for what's going on in Libya. Gold up $20 at $1,409 an ounce right now. Oil, now even worse, up $7.46 on the day, currently at $93.66 a barrel. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what in the world is going to happen come tomorrow. Silver currently holding at $33.91. It's up about a buck and a quarter in the after hour, but it was at $33.98 earlier in the day. Platinum up $15 at $1,847. Palladium up $6 at $855. And rhodium holding solid at $2,400 an ounce. That's a lot. That's buku, baby. Buku. That's how this day is going. John talked a little bit about our silver offering last hour. We're going to straighten it all out during the course of this hour, in and amongst discussing some of the other good, interesting things that are going on. One of the things is a brief couple of notes from my friend Carl Warden, who sent me a email that said, February 21st, 2011, President's Day in America. Just a federal holiday where mostly public employees get to take the day off with pay and benefits, while most of us in the private sector just annoyed and inconvenienced. Stock market should have been closed today, and it was, but the early 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard time zone reports on CNBC showed the market opened with a nice gain of around 77 points for the Dow, which means it wasn't closed. Oh, it dropped 73 points a few minutes later, followed by the usual holiday reporting, which showed that no stock market activity with an indication of a 36-point Dow futures drop wagered for Tuesday, February 22nd, which, by the way, tomorrow is George Washington's birthday. Carl wants to know what the hell's going on here. How can the stock market be showing gains when it's closed? Stick around. We'll be back in just a few moments. We will have a caller joining us in a moment.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well.
Yeah, well, Uncle Remus weaves that black magic, but we ain't talking about him today. Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Jeff Bennett here for the next 55-odd minutes, live on this 21st day of February 2011 here on Republic Broadcasting Network. To conclude Carl Warden's quick commentary, he says the Dow ended up about 73 points at the end of trading on Friday. And so, was it just an error? How come the market showed up 77 points, then dropped to plus 73 points in what clearly appears to be active trading? Now, someone's calling, and I hope you realize I'm on the air. I cannot take your calls while I'm on the air. And we're getting tremendous response to this peace dollar offering. We'll be talking about it a little bit later. Carl concludes by saying the fact that the stock market was showing gains at all today was a mystery in and of itself. There was every reason for the market to fall in every single category except oil and agricultural commodities. There's every reason for gold to be spiking well above $1,800 an ounce right now, but it's still languishing at about the $1,400 an ounce figure. No, none of it makes any sense, but then I'm not sure that too much of anything that's going on within this country or around the world makes an awful lot of sense, other than the fact that, frankly, people all over the world are fed up. I think they're beginning to realize that their leadership are spineless cowards who are lining their own pocket at the expense of the public. So now we go to Wisconsin. J.B. Williams, writing in NewsWithViews.com, one of our sponsors here at RBN, by the way, says that all of this, everything going on in Wisconsin and in many other places, Ohio, etc., it's all about the socialist unions, not the jobs. As usual, the American press, he says, is totally misrepresenting events in Wisconsin and Ohio and beyond, where state governors are finally taking the necessary and appropriate action to address their state budget disasters before state bankruptcy is their only option. The goal of each of these governors is to stop the federal government from driving them into bankruptcy via federal mandates, including the insane federal demand that public sector unions be saved at the expense of state insolvency. To set the record straight, Wisconsin and Ohio labor protests are not for the purpose of protecting jobs or even reasonable pay and benefits for public sector employees. The protests are focused solely on saving public sector unions, without which there is no Democrat Party. Explains why state and federal Democrats work to rally and bus union thugs to Wisconsin as Democrat legislators fled from the state and their duties as legislators in an event to shut down public schools and state businesses. Granny says as far as she's concerned, they can shut all the schools down because what they're giving today is not what you and I would consider education, but merely indoctrination. Wisconsin business and education is now being held hostage by 14 Democrats on the run in Illinois. And that's why collective bargaining and union thuggery must end for government jobs. It's not about fair employment by any stretch of the imagination, my friends. According to 2009 reports from the IRS and Department of Labor, our national median household income rests at $49,770, which, of course, takes into consideration both single and two-income households. Now, two-income households have a median income of about $61,265. These numbers are important. So don't let them just flow over the top of your head. I'm trying to give you a better understanding of what is going on in Wisconsin, in Ohio, and frankly, every other state that's being held ransom by unions. Two-income households have a median income of $61,265, while single-income households have a median income of only $30,444. In contrast, teachers have a much better deal with a national average teacher salary of, get this, over $85,000 a year, plus golden benefits that most Americans can't buy for any amount of money. There's a report issued called the All Education Report, wherein is stated there is a persistent misconception that teachers are not well paid. But a recent survey by the BLS shows that you can earn a very respectable teacher salary. What I share with you now is a list of the average annual salaries for teachers in some of the top paying states. Now, understand, we live in Arizona. They don't pay anywhere. They don't pay squat out here. And that's why we're like second from the bottom. But then we're having to teach illegals that don't particularly want to learn English anyway. California, the average teacher's salary, $128,930 a year. Now, that's not bad for a profession that basically teaches only works 9 months of the year. Now, when I say only works, they're only in the classroom about 9 months of the year. In Texas, it's $102,630. New York, over $74,000 a year. Ohio, $52,000 a year. Pennsylvania, $46,770. Illinois, $67,960 a year. Alaska, about the same. Connecticut, it's just under $66,000 a year, as is New Jersey. Rhode Island, at just over $65,000. Massachusetts, at roughly $61,500. That doesn't count the benefits and the health benefits that are paid for them and the pensions and all this other nonsense that goes along with it. You see, the basis of this is that teachers, contrary to what many of them would have us believe, are amongst the highest paid people in pretty much any community. People can debate whether or not teachers should be the highest paid people in their community, but there can be no debate over the disastrous results of union tenure, collective thuggery, broken budgets that can no longer afford to be held hostage by labor unions. Once again, as Richard Nixon would have said, let me make this perfectly clear. Teachers and other union members are fighting to keep households making $30,000 to $50,000 a year, paying union members 150 to 250% in higher wages and salaries, not counting their golden benefits that, once again, you and I don't have. They're desperate to keep their unions because without collective extortion rights, the 7% of American workers who belong to unions will be just like the other 93% of American workers, individuals with individual rights. Private sector unions are nearly gone in America. As union thugs forced U.S. manufacturing to move abroad in order to remain competitive in the retail market. And as a result, over 60% of American union workers now hold government jobs or government contracts, all of them, at direct expense to American taxpayers. That's why public sector unions are now the biggest political donors in America. In fact, the single largest political donor in America today is the National Education Association. Well, yeah. Yeah, the teachers union, which is currently holding Wisconsin hostage. You see, the NEA gave over $56 million in 2008 alone, 99% of it to Democrats at both the state and federal level. That's why the Democrats fled from Wisconsin. The NEA is their biggest political donor, without whom they cannot survive. I thought the reason they fled Wisconsin is they were scared to death they were going to get hung from the highest tree. Now, here's who received all that money. Once again, explaining why these same individuals will turn a state budget debate in Wisconsin into state-to-state civil war between union thugs and American taxpayers. Under political heavy hitters, we find the following groups. ACT Blue. ACT Blue is the organization which assists Democratic candidates and committees of all ideological persuasion, helping moderates and liberals alike. Through mid-2010, it has helped funnel more than $134 million into politicians' coffers, and it's still counting. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, made up of 3,500 local unions representing 1.4 million members who work in public service and health care, and all but one of the top 20 political juggernauts in America today are Democrat Party juggernauts, most of them labor unions, including the Labor Union for Lawyers, or Liars, and judges, and the Labor Union for the Press and Media in America. And you wonder why we can't get any justice in this nation. Because the Democrat Party, through all of their various union thuggery control, the lawyers and the judges and the press and the media. You see, there's simply no getting around the fact that the International Socialist Labor Movement, International Socialist Labor Movement, use your head here, has a death grip on American politics, both at the federal and state levels, even though they are the highest paid 7% of American workers today. The problem is they're completely committed to extorting all they can from taxpayers, and they will use thuggery to do it, including violence, and they have scorched earth belief system. If we won't let them win, they will make sure that there's nothing for taxpayers to win by burning everything to the ground. Oh, they're going to call Bill Ayers for some guidance, maybe? Unbelievable. Thanks, Mike. In their corner are public sector unions, lawyers, judges, communications workers, the press, the media, the courts, the international socialists, not to mention almost every single demo rat in America. And yet on our side are the millions of taxpayers stuck with the tab and a few good leaders like Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin. Dozens of nations around the globe have fiscally hit rock bottom over the last few years. Dozens of nations, as each of their respective government budgets and economies have been destroyed by public sector union contracts and unfunded union pension funds, forcing lawmakers to choose between saving their countries and propping up the labor unions. Well, screw the labor unions. Sorry, if you happen to be a member, use your common sense. This entire nation has become nothing but a bunch of damned opera singers. Me, 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 me. The teachers don't care. They're not going to give up one damn red cent. The unions aren't going to give up one damn red cent. But they'll allow their state and ultimately their county or their school system or this nation to fall into the most unbelievable bankruptcy the world has ever seen. The Middle East, as we know, is in total meltdown, led by international labor unions and socialist community organizers from here and Europe. Union thugs are causing violence in the streets of numerous Arab nations, which will result in radical Islamic control of those fallen governments looking forward from this day on. You see, if governors want to save their states, they have no choice but to bust their public sector union contracts. Bust the public sector union contracts and the labor movement that has pushed nation after nation and state after state towards the financial abyss. When the air traffic controllers tried to extort excessive contracts from Ronald Reagan years ago by shutting down the air traffic industry in 1981, Reagan gave them fair warning and then fired 11,000 of them and put those flights back in the air. Governor Walker and others will soon have no choice but to do the same. Our states and taxpayers, my friends, simply cannot be held hostage by not just socialist labor union thuggery, but by any organization. And yet, I have to look at the federal government as probably amongst the biggest bunch of union thugs that have ever existed. They have their own private little union. You and I can't participate. Oh, we ostensibly cast our vote to put them in office, but then they take control. And they have their dictates and demands upon the state. Oh, of course, they give the states a little stipend to help them along the way. It's called a bribe. In the old days, it was. Look, in 2008, the second the Democrats took office, which actually was 2009, thousands of good-paying jobs were lost as Obama and company reinstated union bid-only contracting, which put thousands of non-union trucking companies and construction contractors out of business with the stroke of a pen. Kind of cool. And that was all done through one of Obama's very first executive orders. Democrats' policy of protecting only union workers. 7 lousy, stinking percent of the workforce at the expense of non-union workers and contractors and taxpayers must end as well. You see, in order for this nation to compete in a free market, if there is such a thing, the labor market must be liberated from the death grip of international socialist labor unions. And at this stage, for states to avoid insolvency and ultimate bankruptcy, they have no choice but to bust the public sector unions, end union bid-only contracting with taxpayer revenue, and eventually make every state a right-to-work state again. The rights and interests of the people at large trump the selfish international socialist interests of labor unions, and they're bought and paid for Democrats. You got to keep in mind, I don't put an individual on the street who happens to be a member of the Democrat Party. I don't necessarily put them in the same category that I put the elected thugs. And that's what they are. They are elected thugs. I don't think the average Democrat on the street who's electing these people, oh, they do it because, oh, let's do it for the children, the poor, starving masses. By the time it's done, they're all going to be poor, starving masses. And we're going to be bidding the will of the masses. Non-union workers and taxpayers must unite behind leaders willing to lead these changes, like Governor Walker in Wisconsin, Governor Kasich of Ohio. Subscribe to the union thugs and international socialists who make up today's Democrat Party will likely make this a violent battle. But thuggery and extortion cannot be allowed to stand anymore in the land of the free and the home of the brave. The question is, though, are there any left that are free? And the bigger question is, are there any that are truly brave? State legislators must support leaders like this by reasserting their state's rights. Arizona Senator Lori Klein, in her SB 1433, which is a state nullification act, 28 states are now working on nullifying unconstitutional federal abuses of power. They happen to be the same 28 states that are suing to block Obamacare. It's time for the American people to stand up with real leaders, put an end to the destruction of American freedom and liberty at the hands of international socialists and their labor unions. It's time to bust the unions. J.B. Williams, published on News with Views today. Here's the problem. There are many of you out there listening today that maybe at one time were or maybe are still a part of a union. And you pay these big, big, fat union dues. And they kept telling you to go out on strike. And if you're out on strike for a month or 2 months or 3 months, you will never earn back the money that you lost. They'll leave you hung out to dry because it's all for the union bosses. It's all for what is in their mind, the bigger picture. But it's not in the right picture. And that's what they don't get. My friends, these were amongst some of the biggest problems we face in this nation for a long time. I have spoke openly about the importance of getting involved. Unions have much control in your own community, in your counties, in your states. If you can't see the handwriting on the wall, I'm tired of teachers dictating to me that they have to have more money. It's time for them to live within their means. The bigger house, the newer Cadillac, the big Hummer SUV or Escalade or the little toys that they haul off to the lake on the weekend. I don't deny, I'm not saying that they don't deserve what's due to them, but I will tell you right now, I have yet to meet a teacher in the last 20 years that is worth their salt. Not one. And that includes my wife. Why? Well, my wife's pretty much an old school teacher. I say that just because of her age. She is old school in the way she tries to teach. But the system is destroying it. The system kisses the assets of the whining parents who buy the BS that poor little Johnny and Susie come home.
The teacher's picking on me.
Well, maybe if you stand up and pull your pants up instead of letting them hang halfway down around your butt, and you concentrate it on what's important, which is getting an education, that wouldn't be a problem. These kids find more ways to manipulate the system to get their crybaby ways. That's the only way they can think, is to think outside the box and figure out how they can beat the system, how they can beat. Hi, Granny. Glad to have you here, darling. Do you understand all this? I think most of you do. It's pretty appalling. Pretty damned appalling. And so my wife has said that this is it. She's done. She will not tolerate it any longer. She leaves for work at 5:45 in the morning and many nights doesn't get home till 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night. And the payback is just a kick in the butt by students and the administration alike. Unions. She stopped paying into that years ago because they were worthless. Stay with us. We're going to be back after a few moments of these breaks. A lot more commentary on other issues.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, All you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know, I got headlines in the back when I'm on the air. Country called Bahrain. I never heard of it. I don't know what the heck it is, what it used to be called. Protesters are demanding the removal of the royal family. Now, what do they get up there? Some radical little Muslim 17-year-old girl that says, we do not want them anymore. We want them out. We want the people to take over the control of the country. You know what? This is no different than Egypt. All these people wanted, what's his name? I'm blanking today. It's been a long day. Mubarak. They wanted Mubarak out. They wanted change. They didn't know what they wanted to replace him with. All they knew is they wanted change. You know, we'll bring Popeye and olive oil in to lead the country. We don't care. We just want change. Jesus God. Did America start this trend? You know, 2008, change you can believe in. We are the one. America wanted change too, but they didn't know what kind of change they were going to get, but they voted it in anyway. And that's what all these other nations are doing. You got this garbage going on in Libya, Muammar Gaddafi. Apparently, jet fighters are shooting on the people. They're dropping bombs on the people. This is unbelievable. Everybody wants change, but nobody knows what they want to replace it with. And I sometimes fear that maybe that's our problem in this country. Except that most of us, we want change, but we want a change of reversion back to, well, maybe at least what we believe it was at one time. We have 300 plus million people living in this country today, many of them uninvited. Many others unwanted because of what they're bringing with them. What kind of change do you really want? Will you have any change left? And that's partially what we try to help you with here, RBN, Republic Trading Group. But I'm not ready to go there yet. Interesting headline just came out about Chancellor Angela Merkel. Angela Merkel has provided such amazing economic stewardship. Germany has actually helped bail out a lot of the weaker countries in the European Union. And yet, regional elections just took place in Germany. And she was defeated in so many respects, which just goes to show that the voters are not ready to reward Angela Merkel with her economic stewardship. What would happen in this country if we had a real leader that came along and brought us economic stewardship? Would the public crap on him as well, or her? I'm afraid that that's probably the way things go around this world today. You're not rewarded for what you do and what you accomplish in a positive nature. You're stepped on. There are words that have been out for a number of hours that Muammar Gaddafi may in fact have fled to Venezuela. It would figure, go on down there with the rest of your socialist buddies, Hugo Chavez. I'm not going to take the time to share with you economic headlines off the Republic Trading Group website. You can find those for yourself. I promise I will not go to bed tonight, although I've had a very, very full day, and I have far more to accomplish tonight. I've already got over 60% of my day scheduled for tomorrow with a growing list of people who are wanting to add to their gold and silver holdings. My good friend Pastor Mike, I've got a gentleman in Madison, Wisconsin, who used to work for the university. We've got to liquidate some of his silver, about 3,000 ounces of bars, and we've got another client who's looking to pick up a number of boxes, monster boxes of Eagles. We did not have a single market we could buy those in today. We've got another gentleman who I talked with earlier today is wanting to buy a box of Buffalo Rounds. Same problem. I could not fulfill that order today because so many of our suppliers were closed down. Another gentleman looking to pick up 10 ounces of Gold Eagles and another 500-ounce box of some Silver Eagles. All this talk about gold, 1,400 an ounce. So many people continue to look in that direction. But as John mentioned in his program a couple of hours ago, is that so many people have, well, I'm not going to say they've missed the boat on gold, but it's becoming more and more unaffordable for some people. My honest opinion is silver is still the better place to be. We've seen nearly an 80% gain in silver, 80% in the last 6 months. But it's not over yet. I share with you some headlines from one website today, one website. Every single one of them dealing on silver. Ryan Jordan writes, the hype, confusion, and debate regarding reports of silver shortages are unfortunate as they distract from discussion of the fundamentals beyond the rising silver price. Fundamentals such as peak silver, the near depletion of government stockpiles, the future increases in industrial silver demand, manipulation in the paper silver markets, likely worse than any other asset class, and the misunderstanding of silver's monetary history among gold-only investors. Admittedly, fundamentals do not always drive prices. The irrational human herd can be completely unconcerned with fundamentals at times, and yet still fundamentals can be used to inspire and make others think about the relative value of overlooked financial assets. And silver, at probably less than 0.5% of global assets, would certainly count as overlooked. All the silver that's known in the investment world totals less than 0.5, a half a percent of global assets. Do you think it's being overlooked by the general masses? Yes, it is. Are there shortages in certain areas, in certain instances? Yes, there are. As I spoke with many of you on Friday, and I know a lot of people don't tune in on Friday. They're getting ready for, you know, high school basketball games, whatever the case may be. And when my supplier came to me with this offer of peace dollars, now we've had a slight price increase since we offered them on Friday, and that's unfortunate, but you can see also what's happened to silver today, a huge spike. And yet our increase was not as bad as it could have been. I put my pricing together on Friday, and then for a curious nut, I decided to go looking at another company's website, and they're one of the biggest providers of partial or full bags of peace silver dollars. And I was shocked at the differentiation in price, how much more they were charging. They were doing several things. They were lying about the amount of weight that was in those silver bags. They were quoting weights based upon what the original mintage weight was before those coins had gone through any degree of circulation. And also, they were offering coins that were would grade what they call VG, very good. Boy, that sounds nice, doesn't it? Boy, they're in very good condition. I used to get calls like that. Jeff, I got about 100 silver dollars that my grandpa left me, and they're in really good condition. Well, they're relative to what? If you look at the numerical scaling of coins, any coin that's ever been minted that may or may not be considered a collectible, the coin would grade from basically 2 up to 70. Well, a coin that's graded very 8, 70 is the best, uncirculated or proof or whatever. A coin that grades 8 is a piece of garbage. It's got nicks, it's got huge gouges, scratch, almost no detail on the coins whatsoever. That's how badly they've been worn down. And yet this company, this somewhat overly respected company, was selling their bags of silver for $1,000 or more than we're able to sell ours for. Same exact coin, piece silver dollars, the last of the real American silver dollars, 90% silver content. Big, bold, beautiful, heavy coin. Now, their value is based on several different things. Their value is based both on the silver content that's in each of those coins, but it's also based on the fact that it is U.S. legal tender. They are effective as small increments of barter, highly portable, easily liquidated anywhere in this country and probably in a lot of countries around the world because they are recognized on world markets. The fact that they're based on original constitutional weights and measures, to me, is very important. But the value of these coins also supersedes that or rises above just that of the silver content. No, I'm not recommending them and suggesting that these are rare coins or anything else, but bags of silver dollars, old, big, bold Morgan and Peace dollars, their value is considerably greater than that of their counterpart in dimes, quarters, and half dollars, the so-called junk silver. Dollars are never called junk dollars or junk silver. They're referred to as dollars. And because of it, there is a much, much stronger desire and demand for them all over the world. Therefore, they bring stronger premiums. So what? I can't tell you the hundreds and hundreds of callers over the last couple of years that I've had where people have said, I want to buy Peace dollars or Morgan dollars, and I couldn't get them. Oh, I could get rolls of brilliant uncirculated rolls at the time, but they were awful high priced for what they were. People were looking for the silver content. Our problem now stems from the fact that in most cases, if you called me tonight and said, Jeff, I want to order a box of Buffaloes, or I want to order a box of Buffalo 1 ounce silver rounds or American silver eagles, I have no choice. I have to offer you a full blown box of 500 ounces. No two ways about it. It's pure 999 fine silver. They're beautiful. They're never been in circulation. They're sealed boxes, etc. The other option is we can go looking at half or full bags of the junk silver, the dimes, quarters, half dollars. But for those who want the dollars, this became almost a dream. To have my supplier out of the clear blue call me and say, Jeff, I've just purchased 9.5 bags of Peace dollars. Do you know how many coins that is? That's 9,500 coins. But understand something. I'm not his only customer. There are going to be other companies that will be buying these. Who those companies are, I don't know. And frankly, I can't afford to go out and commit Republic Trading Group to 9,500 coins. You know how much that would cost me? I'd be committing Republic Trading Group to what, $313,500 or something like that? Maybe it's more than that. Times 9,500. Yeah, I'd be committing Republic Broadcasting to a $313,000 bill. Well, believe me, if John could come up with $313,000, we'd be on, you know, Sirius Radio or someplace like that. And so here's what becomes interesting.
we can offer, as I mentioned to you, full bags, half bags, quarter bags, tenth bags. I can offer you smaller quantities. I've had people come to me today and buy two rolls. One woman wanted six rolls. You know what that did? That got her out of the individual roll category and allowed me to get her a tenth of a bag. I mean, she saved a couple bucks a coin that way. That's what I do here. Let's take a look and see. I want to take a fast book. I want to pick up another sheet here, another page. Let's see what I can find for you. Let's do this. I've not done this too often, but I want to play some comparison numbers for you folks. And we go here. Okay, let's take a look and see what we're dealing with here. We had some changes? No, nothing worth a darn. How about I talk to you about what this competitor of ours is charging. Currently, for a $1,000 face value bag, that's 1,000 silver dollars, 715 ounces of silver content in coins that they ain't making anymore. That's one of the reasons they continue to go up in value. Our competitors currently selling them for $32,087 a bag. And yet you come to Republic Trading Group, it's $30,900. That's for a full bag. That's phenomenal. Well, what about the half bag increment, Bennett? Well, right now they're at $16,285. Republic Trading Group is offering that half bag. That's 357.5 ounces. That's a bag of 500 coins. No, we're not at that, what is it, $16,285? No, we're going to take a little move over here and drop down to $15,700. That's pretty good, no matter how you cut it, it's a savings. Look, this company is one of the biggest distributors of bags of peace dollars in the country. And we're whopping them, absolutely beating them down. Now, sometimes the savings aren't as great, but they're still there. A $250 face value bag, they're charging $8,272. I'm at $8,050. Still, over $200 savings for that quarter bag. It adds up. Now, we're going to get down to the category where people seem to be buying the most of right now. Maybe it's because it's an affordable commodity. I don't know. The 1/10-ounce bag, they're at $3,356. We are at $3,300. Now, what happens if you don't have that kind of money? You say, Bennett, all I can afford is one or two rolls. Not a problem. You can pick up the phone and call them and pay them $733 a coin plus shipping. Well, we're going to be plus shipping too. Not per coin. That's $733 for a roll of 20, or you can come to us for $695. Now, how do you take advantage of all this? Obviously, by not calling when I'm on the air. If you have been looking for old silver dollars, or you're looking for an alternative silver coin, a big old American silver coin to add to your holdings, after we're off the air tonight, call us. Call us well into the night at 800-691-7898. It's 1-800-691-7898. But I will share with you what some of our listeners have been finding a lot faster. Send me an email. Tell me you want the quarter bag, the half a bag, six rolls, five rolls, three rolls, a full bag, whatever you want. Oh, and by the way, yeah, send me the email. gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. Don't send it to, you know, orders@republictradinggroup.net. I don't get those emails. You understand? The emails that come to me are the ones that come through the website, republictradinggroupinternational.com. You go to the page, over on the right, scroll down to the first box where it says contact us. All you got to do is click on the email address and you're connected. I'll be back with some closing comments. I got to run down the hall.
Birdland, that's what I always fear when you sigh. Never in my word land could there be Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generations.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Clint Eastwood, Carnegie Hall, 1998. Welcome back to the final moments. We're talking about the Peace Dollar offering. I'm going to be very upfront with you that we are going to continue to offer these all week or until such time that they're gone. I expect that they will be gone before the end of the week. As I mentioned, we are not the only dealer these are being offered to. And if somebody comes along and buys, you know, 7-8 bags, we're depleted. So if you're looking and you've been wanting to get a hold of Peace Dollars, understand there is a major differentiation between just the value of the silver in these coins. Don't try to compare this with, gee, that's an awful high price for an ounce of silver. I talked to an extremely astute client today. They understand. She and her partner are buying rounds. They're buying eagles. They're buying gold pieces. They're also buying Peace and Morgan dollars because they understand the difference. And the Peace Dollars and the Morgan Dollars have historically proven to always outperform their bullion counterparts. They're always worth more money. They buy for more, they sell for more, and you'll do exceptionally well with these in the years to come. Now, this also will be part of our Chapman special for the entire week. Purchase a quarter bag of Peace Dollars or more And you don't have to buy an even quarter bag, half bag, full bag, whatever. I'll break it any way that fits your situation. Okay? You purchase a quarter bag or more in our standard Chapman offering of the free newsletter or an extension of your subscription or a gift subscription will apply in this particular case. Or the free shipping if you'd so like to help the network out. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. If you've been looking to add some silver, if all you can afford is a couple of rolls, grab it. Because right now, I'm not in a position to take orders for smaller quantity American Eagles. That has tightened up for the time being. Right now, it's got to be full boxes or nothing. So this is a great alternative. You'll do very, very well. Be extremely happy you've done these. You want to take a better look and understand what they are, go to the website, republictradinggroupinternational.com. Scroll down on the right until you see the picture of the golden treasure chest. Click on it. We give you a full description and everything that's in there. Take a look at it. Get a hold of me tonight. Make the phone call. Send me an email. I'll be more than happy to talk to you about it. If there's some other things you'd like to look at, we'll discuss and take a look at those as well. But we're leaving no stone unturned to find some alternatives to some of the other products that are drying up. And believe me, some of them are drying up. Some of the other silver headlines we saw today, silver price can fire on more than one engine, silver's next industrial revolution, when the silver rocket takes off, good luck picking pullbacks. That's going to be amongst the problem. Don't try to cherry pick. We'll wait for it to go down. The last time I had a client tell me that, it cost her a lot of money. Don't fall into that same ball game. Anyway, thanks for allowing me the time to be with you tonight. Thanks for sharing your valuable time with me. And I'll be up late, 800-691-7898. Shoot me that email. I've got some orders to process now until the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again. And thanks to Mike on the board, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett. That suit my taste. And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz. And all that jazz. The next round of the worst financial